Two, one, begin transmission.
It's 2:35 a.m. That is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, I'm your chairman, and what are we doing today? Well, I've already had a pretty productive morning, or at least, you know, morning in my mind. I got up late today. I think I got up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or slightly before. Yeah, maybe that's an exaggeration. Maybe it was more like 12:30, but that doesn't matter. I got up, I did some stuff, I ate some food, ate my waffles, had my waffles. You know how much I love waffles. And then I decided, oh, I need to go to this place in Midtown. And I also needed to go to the store, so I went to the store and stuff, but that's not the story. When I was driving to this place in Midtown, I did not know how to get there. I did not know where it was. All I had was the address, you know, 1234 South 41st Street or whatever. And so I started driving, and I had a general idea of where this address was, but not exactly. So I thought, okay, yeah, I just act like I'm going downtown, except then I don't go down Farnham Street. I take Saddle Creek to Leavenworth, and then I go to 42nd, and I can then go up and find it from there, and it's up there somewhere on top of that hill. And so I drove down there, and while I was driving down there, there was a little bit more traffic than usual, and I couldn't change lanes at a certain critical time, and so I was unable to take the route that I was thinking about, and I got diverted. I was in the left lane, and I got diverted up Cumming Street, and I thought, okay, well, this is fine, even though it's technically not exactly the right direction, it's still going to get me to the same place. I can just take 40th Street over or whatever. So I drove up Cumming Street and I got to St. Cecilia's Cathedral, which is, you know, a big important cathedral here in town. And it's on top of this hill, 40th Street. And across the street from Cathedral is this awesome Butanese restaurant slash grocery store. And it's just not even half a block from Lash's house. This is also, you know, and then across the next to the cathedral, which is across the street from the Butanese place, is the world famous Radial Cafe. Or not the Radial, yeah, the Radial, yeah, the Radial Cafe. Regardless, it doesn't matter. So I turned left onto 40th Street, and I was driving down 40th Street, and this is the Gold Coast neighborhood, and these are old, 100-year-old, really nice houses, you know, it's real fancy kind of, and it's nice and tree-lined, and I'm like, yeah, this is awesome, and, you know, all my friends used to live down here at one point in time when we were all in college, because this is all that kind of neighborhood. And so I got to California Street, and there's a light, and I had to stop, and I stopped, and I was sitting there noticing that the old bodega, there used to be this old tiny little grocery store on the corner of 40th and California, and it's now some kind of, it's called Cali Commons. It's some kind of, you know, art space. And I was sitting there looking at that, and then something else caught my eye. I thought I saw a TARDIS. You know, time and relative dimensions in space. The ship that Doctor Who flies around in. The one that looks like a old English police box. Yeah, so I'm looking at one, and it's half scale. It's half the normal size it's supposed to be. And so the light turns green, and I drive up there, and I'm kind of, there's nobody behind me, so I'm driving kind of slow, and I'm looking at this TARDIS, and it turns out that it's a little free library. And I just laughed, and I'm, wow, that's great. Of course, a TARDIS would be able to store tons of books. And if you don't understand that reference, you need to look up what a TARDIS is and why that's significant. But I'm kind of assuming that there's plenty of Doctor Who dorks listening to this that already know what I'm talking about. What you might not understand is the whole little library thing. And although I can't tell you the link right now, you can look this up on the library. You can look this up on the internet. Look up little libraries or free little libraries. And this is sort of a project that's going on here in the States and elsewhere. I have talked about this before, but it's been well over a year, and I have found a number of these. But basically, what people are doing is they're building these little cupboards or cabinets and filling them with books and magazines and stuff, and these are just free libraries for anybody, fully public, and they put these up in their yards. People will put these up in their front yards, and anybody walking or driving by can just take a book or a magazine out and then return it or not later. Or if you have extra books and magazines, you can go put them in these things for other people to find. And I think this is a pretty cool idea, and I've put a lot of wacky stuff in some of these free little libraries. But today I got to see I got to see one that was in the shape of a TARDIS. Oh, and it was painted up just right, the right color, it was all the right shape and everything. And like I said, it was just a regular TARDIS, just half scale. It was so cool. I was like, woohoo, I wish I would have had my camera. It was awesome. So yeah, make some weird stuff and go put it in a free little library somewhere. And look up little libraries while you're at it. Maybe you should build one and put it somewhere interesting. But that's not where it gets any weirder. You know, I wasn't even, 100 yards down the street after passing that little library when I noticed I was behind a truck. And the truck's license plate was SMJ232. And we all know who SMJ is. And I thought, oh, that would be cool if it was like RS232 or SMJ232. Must be some kind of parallel protocol on SDF that we don't know about. So, man SMJ232 to learn how to use the SMJ parallel bus. Everybody enjoys parallel buses. And that's pretty much the end of the interesting story of what happened to me today. I then managed to, I had to drive through the medical center campus, and I saw a bunch of people, and I drove, and I saw a giant stethoscope. That was cool. Yeah, that's right. I wish I would have had my camera today. I saw so much cool stuff that I didn't know existed. And there was a giant stethoscope as like a piece of public art or a statue. You know, it's like Klaus Oldenburg style. You know, let's just make giant stuff. I like giant stuff. And so there was the giant stethoscope, and I thought, wow, that's cool. And then everything after that got boring. Then I drove up 42nd Street, found the place I was supposed to go, and then I went home and drank some tea and watched some football. And then I actually went to the store, and I came back and I cooked some food. And I watched some football highlights, and then I started doing this. So let's take a sip of tea. Oh, wait, I forgot. I brought my graham crackers down here. Mmm, I have 2 graham crackers. So crunchy. Mmm, it's crunch-erific. Oh, wow. They're crunchy and grammy. Why do they call them graham crackers? I don't know. Probably because they only weigh a gram. Now I'm going to drink some tea. Is it too hot? Oh, no, it's just right. Oh, yeah. Tea and graham crackers. What a day. And when I got home from doing all that stuff, then I found a thing in the mail. And the thing in the mail says, you have to sit by your phone until, or at least at about 3 p.m. tomorrow to get a phone call from Erica, and her last name is Farmer. except not in English. So Erica has to call me tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Okay, that's good to know. What else are we doing today? Oh, yes. You know what we're going to do now? At least after I eat my graham crackers. We're going to watch a hockey game. There is hockey. It's going to start on TV here in just a minute or two, so we should go in there and watch the hockey game. The depressing thing about this is, guess what is on? What else is on? Not only is the hockey game on, and I promised myself I was going to watch hockey, Debs is on another channel, on Movieplex. D-E-B-S, Debs, starring Jordana Brewster. Jordana Brewster. And, what is the other chick? Jill Ritchie. Is that Vin Diesel's little sister? I don't know. But yeah, that horrible movie is on. The one that I talked about the other day. It is on again. As a matter of fact, I think that was Saturday, the 10th. So if you want to hear my comments and some outrageously horrible dialogue from the movie, listen to the 12-10-16 show. Go to the archive under Dubious Goals Committee and just look up episode from December 10th. That's the Debs show. So we're not going to watch Debs today. We are going to watch a hockey game. Pretty excited about it. I'm going to learn all about ice football with stick. Okay, well, it's almost time for that hockey game, so we need to move into a room with the television in it. So here we are in the television room. And I am sitting here, and to be perfectly honest, I'm not watching the hockey game. I'm watching Debs, because it's the worst movie ever. Or it might be the best movie ever. I'm not sure, because, well, I can't tell if this is supposed to be a parody or if this is supposed to be straight up. Makes no sense. Ooh, and there's Jordana Brewster. She just broke into Amy's room. Dun, dun, dun. She's a criminal. All right, we need to flip it over to the hockey channel now and see what's up. I should also probably drink some tea. She's got a scope on that thing, and yet she couldn't hit a target that was 3 yards away. With the scope, she fired, what, 4 shots? 4 for 0 at that range? My God. And you're supposed to be a super spy or a secret agent? I can shoot better than that. Okay, so, what was I talking about? Yeah, football. Hockey. Flipping over to the hockey channel now. See what's up. Nope, we're still in the pre-game show or whatever. This will start in a minute. So we flip back to Debs. Oh, and look at this. Lucy Diamond. She drinks Johnny Walker Black Label. My kind of chick. Okay, here we are. The game has started. And I am watching hockey. This is awesome. If you've never seen it before, there's this big ice sheet. And it's sort of in the shape of a rectangle that has its corners rounded off. And there's guys on it. And they're all wearing pads and helmets. Now, normally, as you know, I don't watch sports that require the wearing of pads. Because if you have to wear pads, that means you're a wimp. You're a milquetoast. But if somebody has a stick, it's okay to wear pads. And all of these guys who are wearing pads also have sticks. They also have knives. They have knives on their feet. They're called ice skates. So not only do you get 2 knives, you also get a stick. So they got to wear pads, so it's okay. And there is a goal, and there is a goalie. And I think there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other guys on each team, including in addition to a goalie. And this is a game between a team wearing white jerseys and a team
wearing yellow and black jerseys, they must be the bees or the wasps or the hornets or something. No, they are the Bruins. This is a game between the Boston Bruins and the Pittsburgh Penguins, which I like. I don't know which one is which. I think the guys in... I wish they would show the jerseys up close so I could see their logos. I think the guys in white are the Penguins, and I think this is my team because I really like Penguins, and Penguins make sense. How does it make sense? Well, because, you know, if you're on a big sheet of ice, seeing a penguin shouldn't surprise you. So, yeah, okay. No, I lied. The guys in black and yellow are the Penguins. That doesn't make any sense. They should make them black and white, the way penguins are. And the Bruins are the guys in white. What the hell is a Bruin? Oh yeah, a Bruin is a type of bear. That doesn't make any sense. Bears don't play hockey. Well, I guess they could. I mean, if they were polar bears, but they're Bruins. They're not the Boston polar bears. Polar bears would be cool, but that's not what they are. So yeah, all these guys are zipping around and they're smacking the puck around. Here comes a good assault by the Bruins, which are bears. Bears don't play hockey. Well, I guess bears could play hockey. How do I figure? Well, Canada has hockey. Canada also has bears. Therefore, the possibility exists that bears could play hockey. Plus, I've actually seen a bear playing hockey on a Labatt's beer commercial. And note that Labatt's is a Canadian beer, so they're very familiar with the concept of bears playing hockey in Canada. And look who just showed up. Hi! Oh, somebody's so squinty. Somebody's been sleeping all day. Yeah, you've been sleeping. I'm watching hockey. You want to watch hockey? So now my cat has shown up. Oh, and there was almost a goal by the Bruins. Wow, they just keep smacking them in there. Oh, that goalie dives on it. And now some guys are going to punch each other. Awesome. It's like football. Now, the funny thing of this is, okay, now sit down. You have to sit down. Be a good kitty. You're going to watch hockey with my cat. And the kitty wants penguins to win because penguins are birds.
You like swimming birds? Yeah, they're like fish plus bird equals penguin.
Okay. And so there's also these circles on the ice, and I'm not sure what those are because they don't have those in Rapido. I sort of know how hockey works because basically it's the same game as football Rapido. Football Rapido being a version of indoor soccer that gets played on ice rinks, except without the ice. They just put down AstroTurf. And then it's pretty much the same as hockey. So there's like a two-line rule, which I think they have in hockey. And you can play it off the boards, and you can smash guys, and you can push them over the wall. Except in hockey, they have glass above the wall. So you can't push guys. And now there's a guy, one of the Penguins did something bad and he's been put in the sin bin. He's in the sin bin for 2 minutes. And so now the Bruins have, it's called power play. They have power play for, and there's a clock. Power play for a minute and 51 seconds. And this means that the Penguins are playing one Penguin short because that guy did a foul. This is pretty good. And let's see, there's how many referees are there? There's two referees, I think, which is about the same as football Rapido, except these referees wear ice skates too because they got to skate around. And and the Bruins, they're in the Penguin half and they're circling around, you know, since Penguins are down a guy, they're sort of in defensive mode. Oh, they snaked the puck away. Fast break. They're between the lines, and now I don't know where the puck went. Where the hell did it go? Oh, now it's all the way down. Huh? See, that's the one thing about hockey that is hard for me. The puck, or ball, it's just a flat ball, is very small. And so it's hard to see. I mean, I imagine it's easier to see if you're there in person.
but seeing it on TV is difficult because it's very fast. Okay, they stopped playing for some reason. I don't know why. And they're focusing on the back of some guy's head instead of showing me what's going on. Okay, here's the guy's face. Oh, it's some kind of drop ball. There's some kind of... The puck must have gone out of the pitch? The field? What do you call the place where you play? The rink? I think the puck went outside the rink, and so they had to do a drop ball. There's no throw-ins, so if the puck goes out about... Now they're doing it again, and they're doing it on a red dot that's next to the blue line. And so they're... Face-off, I think they call it. There's a face-off there. They dropped the puck, and they fought over it, and now the Bruins have it again. Oh, I think they just hit the referee with the puck. Oh, that must have hurt. I wonder if he's wearing pads, too. You'd think he would be. He's got a helmet on. That's probably smart. Wow, hockey's great. This is... You know what's great about hockey? Due to the lack of friction, or the greatly reduced frictional coefficient, these guys really go fast. They're flying around, and the puck gets passed. And there's no waiting for it. It's like light speed. It just shows up on the other guys. Man, they can really fling that thing. It's not like passing in football where it takes a couple of seconds for the ball to get to the other guy, and then it takes him a couple of seconds to run down to the other end of the field. No, in hockey, it's just, wow, wow, we got on ice skates.
Yeah, you like that sound, Pippa? Wow, wow.
Yeah, she thought that was kitty.
No, I was making the ice skating sounds.
Yeah, this is great. This is a great game. And now they're switching, what do they call it? They're switching guys. So some guys jump over the wall and they come out of the dugout or whatever you call it in hockey. And then some other guys go in. It's like free substitutions. In regular football, you only get three substitutions to use in an entire game. But in football rapido, and apparently also in hockey, you can just switch guys whenever you want. You don't even have to wait for a break in the play. I mean, in normal football, you can't substitute a person until the play comes to a stop, which is a pretty rare occurrence in football. The ball has to go out of bounds for that to happen. But in football rapido and in hockey, if the game is being played, you can just switch guys out whenever you want. And that's awesome. That's a good thing for a game. That's another reason that hockey is awesome. Okay, I'm not sure what's happening now. The goalie, he caught the puck when they took a shot, and now they went to commercial. So I'm not sure what happens. I guess we'll wait to see what happens after the commercial.
Okay, they just... restarted the game by having a drop ball or a face-off in one of the circles. There's these big circles that have red dots in the middle. There's eight of these big red dots, and I think that's where, what do you call it, where face-offs happen. So that's cool. Man, this is so fast. It's just zip, zip, zip. This is awesome. Why haven't I been watching this forever? This is the greatest game that isn't football that's ever been existed. Who invented this? I'll tell you what, it was either the Canadians or the Scandinavians. There's a guy, I think it's the goalie for the other team, for the Bruins. His name is Tuukka Rask. So, you know, he's probably Finnish. And Finns are awesome. If there's ice involved, you want guys from Finland there, because, hey, that guy, he just caught the puck. Can you do that? That was a handball. Yeah, you can't do that in football or football rapido, but apparently in hockey, you are allowed to catch the puck if it's in the air. And he threw it, if the puck went over above his head, and he reached his hand up, and he picked it, he grabbed it, and then he threw it on the ground. So it's probably one of those things where you can catch the puck or hit it with your hand as long as you're not advancing it or something. That's my guess. Because he didn't advance the puck. I mean, If it would have been otherwise, he would have just held the puck in his hand and gone and thrown it in the goal. But you probably can't do that. I think you have to hit it with the stick. I like the sticks. I haven't seen anybody hit another guy with the stick yet, and that's why I can't play hockey. Okay, something happened, and the game stopped. Oh, I know what it was. I think the puck went too far. Let me see what happens. Is he behind the blue line here? Oh, they're showing a replay of the different thing. In football rapido, you can't have a two-line pass. You can't pass the ball far enough that it crosses two lines. And I think that's true for hockey. I mean, I think that rule in football rapido was taken directly from hockey. Otherwise, you just camp guys down by the goal and kick the ball the entire length of the field. Okay, the game stopped again. Did they hit the puck too far? I'm not sure. Because the commentators, they just talk about the guys. They don't actually say what's happening in the game. Because, you know, they assume that you already know what hockey is. And I sort of don't. I need to know what the rules are. So they're having another drop ball, or face-off. And boom, boom, boom. They're zipping around. And what was that about? See, that guy, he could have gone up there and taken a shot, but instead he just whacked the puck into the back wall for no reason. He had no guys with him, but why didn't he just take the shot? Was he too far away? I don't know. I think goals are only worth one. I mean, there's no like 3-point shot or anything. In some versions of football rapido, there are 2-point goals, but I don't think that applies in hockey. Oh, the Penguins almost had a goal. They were right in front of the goal. Oh, come on. Man, they're all tricky. This happens so fast. It is Mui Rapido. You know, I'm wondering, is there offsides? Could it be possible? I don't know how they would determine it. You know, in football, there's offsides, and I won't explain it to you. And in rugby, there's offsides, and I understand offside rules. In Australian rules football, there is no offsides. So I'm wondering if this is like Australian rules football, where guys can just be wherever they want. But there's so few guys, you know, it doesn't pay off to have a guy camped out next to the enemy goal. Just because you wouldn't have enough guys to get the puck up that far. See, there's another guy. He just reached up and grabbed the puck out of the air and he threw it down again. So, yeah, if you're Canadian or you know anything about hockey, explain to me if there's offsides or not. Because I'm not sure. Also, something else just happened and something got called back. See, they were playing and then the whistle blew, but nobody did anything. So I'm wondering if there's advantage play. Oh no, the Bruins just got a goal. I'm rooting for the Penguins. Yeah, so if you know anything about hockey, explain to me if there's advantage play, like the advantage rule in football and in rugby and all that, where a foul isn't called for you if you end up in an advantageous position. Wow, I've only been watching this for like 10 minutes and I can already say that hockey is awesome. Hockey is the greatest game that isn't football, which means it's probably the greatest game that's played without a ball. It's awesome. And I need to be watching way more of this, and I guarantee you I will be watching way more of this. I wish it was on more often. You know, football is on every day. Hockey is only on like one night a week, and I don't like that. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Hockey Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So be sure to tune in to see what sports I'm watching, but I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.